feeling is via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Rescuers search for survivors in Beirut Wednesday after a massive explosion at the port devastated entire neighborhoods, killing more than 100 people, wounding thousands, and plunging Lebanon deeper into crisis. The blast appears to have been caused by a fire igniting over 2,700 tons of ammonium nitrate left in a warehouse. The governor of Beirut described the disaster as an apocalyptic situation, which he estimated may leave 300,000 people homeless and cost the country in excess of $3 billion. Residents likened the destruction to a major earthquake, a massacre. Some even said the mushroom-shaped explosion resembled an atomic bomb like Hiroshima going off. Messages of support poured in from around the world for Lebanon, whose economy was already beaten after it defaulted on sovereign debt earlier this year. Poverty levels are estimated at 50% of the population, and for a country reliant on imports, the destruction of the main port signaled more hardship to come. Hospitals that had already been stretched to the brink by a spike in the number of coronavirus cases in recent days were pushed to new limits by the influx of wounded and forced to turn many away. And U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar will visit Taiwan in the coming days, a move that has angered China, which considers the self-ruled island as part of the Chinese mainland. In a statement released late Tuesday, the U.S. agency said Azar's historic visit will strengthen the U.S.-Taiwan partnership and enhance U.S.-Taiwan cooperation to combat the global 19 pandemic. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Wan Wenbin told reporters in Beijing Wednesday that Taiwan was the most important and sensitive issue in China-U.S. relations. This is VOA News. Authorities on Wednesday executed an Iranian for killing an elite soldier during anti-government unrest in 2017, Iran's ISNA news agency said, drawing condemnation from rights groups. Mustafa Salehi, one of several men sentenced to death for their roles in anti-government protests in recent months, was convicted of shooting Sajjad Shah Sanai, a member of the Revolutionary Guards. His execution was carried out as a retribution sentence demanded by the victim's parents. The unrest of late 2017 and early 2018 began as demonstrations against economic hardship that spread across the country, triggering violence that killed 21 people and led to thousands of arrests. This, according to officials, the economy is again in free fall, crippled by U.S. sanctions and the coronavirus pandemic, and activists say the death sentences against Salehi and others are aimed at intimidating future protesters. Iran's clerical rulers have denied this. A Slovak court has postponed verdicts in the trial of a businessman and others charged with killing an investigative journalist in 2018, a case that shocked the nation of Slovakia and reshaped its political landscape. A court spokeswoman said a hearing would take place on September 3rd, shifted from a planned verdict on Wednesday to give more time to review the rulings. The murders of Jan Kuciak and his fiancée, Martina Kucinarova, sparked mass protests and forced then-Prime Minister Robert Fico to step down amid public anger over perceived graft in public life. Fico's party lost a general election to anti-corruption politician Igor Matovich's party in February, ending the leftist group's nearly decade-and-a-half rule in the Central European country. Anger over the killings and demands to end corruption have remained a strong theme in civic life since mass protests 2 years ago that were sparked by the killings in February 2018. Prosecutors say a Slovak entrepreneur was the subject of the journalist reporting on corruption involving politically connected business people. And U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is promising to protect Hong Kong pro-democracy campaigners who have fled the city and denounced China after Beijing said that police had ordered the arrests of overseas activists. Chinese state media said late Friday that Hong Kong police had ordered the arrest of 6 pro-democracy activists living in exile on suspicion of violating a tough new security law that bans subversion and other perceived offenses. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman.